AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Most Americans think the U.S. takes in too many immigrants from the Middle East. That's the finding of our new poll, which was taken before Donald Trump's call to bar Muslims from entering the country. AP correspondent Shirley Smith reports from Washington.
54% of Americans say that the U.S. takes in too many people from the volatile Middle East. If you break the figure down more, it shows three-fourths of the Republicans held that view, compared with about half of the independents and more than a third of the Democrats.
Democrats and Republicans in the House got together to pass a bill intended to keep the nation safer from terrorists who might try to come here from overseas. The bill would require visas for anyone who's been in the terror-racked nations like Iraq or Syria over the past 5 years. Right now, millions of visitors come here every year without visas, mainly from European countries. Republican Congressman Will Hurd says it's time to plug that loophole.
The Europeans are only checking one out of every three travel documents of people going through their countries. This kind of stuff needs to stop. We need to make sure that our European partners are sharing information with us and using the information we're giving to them.
The Vatican is confirming this morning what it calls irregularities in its doctrine office following a report that investigators found a wad of about $22,000 in cash in a desk drawer. The Vatican says corrective measures have been taken. Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel has called a special city council meeting this morning to address the crisis in Chicago's police department. A Home Depot customer who shot at fleeing shoplifters in suburban Detroit will be sentenced today. Tatiana Duval Rodriguez's attorney is hoping she doesn't go to jail but is only fined. She flattened a tire on the thieves' SUV. The suspects were arrested days later. This is AP Radio News. Time's Person of the Year announced this morning on the Today Show is... well, here's Time Magazine's managing editor, Nancy Gibbs, to reveal the name.
Chancellor Angela Merkel is our 2015 Person of the Year. And in a year where world leaders were tested all through the year, no one was tested the way she was.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel, Time Magazine's 2015 Person of the Year, because of her leadership, says Time Magazine, on the Syrian refugee crisis and the Greek debt crisis, among others. Health officials here in the U.S. say a child born last year can expect to live to be almost 79 years old. They list the big killers of Americans as heart disease, cancer, respiratory diseases like emphysema and bronchitis, accidents, unintentional injuries, stroke, Alzheimer's disease, diabetes, flu, and pneumonia. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Hi, it's Kyle MacLachlan, host of the What Are We Even Doing podcast. You know, my favorite part of the morning is that first cup of coffee, a small, quiet ritual that sets the rhythm for my day. That's why I appreciate De'Longhi. For over 50 years, they've combined Italian craftsmanship and thoughtful design. And as the number one espresso machine brand in the world, they make it effortless. Just a damn fine cup of coffee in your own kitchen. Right now, you can save 10% off your purchase at De'Longhi.com with code Kyle at checkout. After all, if it's not Italian, is it even espresso?
Healthcare can feel complicated. That's why Optum uses technology to connect the people and processes that make healthcare easier, more affordable, and more effective. We're making it clearer for you to know exactly what your benefits cover, and to help you better manage your health, we're coordinating care between your doctors and your technology. We believe better, simpler healthcare is always possible. That's healthy optimism. That's Optum. Visit Optum.com to learn more.